Most of WSU's veterinary facilities are on the Pullman campus, but there's a small teaching clinic on the Spokane campus, too. Rarely has it been this busy. The Healthy People, Healthy Pets free clinic was to begin at 9:30 a.m., but word had spread through the community, and about 10 minutes before the scheduled opening, the lobby was already filled. A man who identified himself as Dan was sitting on the floor in a hallway. A big, beautiful black dog lay next to him, and two smaller dogs played on his lap.
This is Peanut. She's the smallest one. She's a little rescue. She was raised in a puppy farm. And this is Pandy. She's a little Papillon Chihuahua mix.
WSU veterinary students see the pet clients. WSU nursing students care for the human clients.
Animal health is so connected with our health that we have very similar health problems across the two populations.
Joyce Griffin Sobel is the dean of the WSU College of Nursing.
People come in for their pets and they're hanging around waiting. It's a perfect time to see a nurse practitioner and get their primary health care. So we have nursing students back there to give flu shots or hepatitis shots, and check their blood pressure and blood sugars and that kind of thing.
Griffin Sobel says the target population for this clinic is homeless and indigent people who can't afford doctor or vet visits.
We had a number of the community organizations as well as our faculty and students that donated all of this food, the leashes, harnesses, all kinds of things for dogs and cats. And then we purchased gloves and socks and hats for the people through a fund that we have that was donated by the family of Denny Murphy, who used to be a faculty member here at the College of Nursing.
Darlene Keffler heard about the clinic from her daughter. She sat waiting with her shaggy white puppy and calmed him down while her husband was with their other dogs in an examining room.
Yeah, we brought in three of our other dogs that need shots, and also they need a checkup. So I think it's really great that they do this because it helps out the homeless and ones that with low income.
That includes Dan, the man sitting on the floor with his three companions.
We're on Social Security, and we can't afford a lot of vet bills for a lot of dogs.
The organizers of the Healthy People, Healthy Pets clinic weren't sure what the turnout would be.
We were surprised at how popular this is, right away. So it was great. So we intend to do this on a regular basis.
I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.